De Gaulle tackled France's loss of self-confidence by speaking for La France profonde and insisting that France cannot be France without grandeur. France could easily have wallowed in despair after the war or, what amounted to the same thing, listened more enthusiastically to Marxist intellectuals such as Jean-Paul Sartre. De Gaulle regarded national pride as the only cure for national suicide. Mr. Johnson has the same life-preserving instincts. He likes to think that he speaks for Middle England. He identifies Britain with greatness as naturally as the general identified France with grandeur. He is repulsed by the left's characterization of Britain's past as nothing but a story of oppression and exploitation. It is not only factually wrong in his view, it is also damaging to teach children to be ashamed of their country's past. The general looked forward as well as back. He knew that the best way to restore France's grandeur was not just to talk about it, but to revitalize the country. He ushered in the Fifth Republic, turning the state into an instrument of modernization, creating a new technocratic elite, rationalizing government and investing in infrastructure. France enjoyed Les Trente Glorieuses from 1945 to 1975, when GDP grew at an average of 6% a year. Mr. Johnson shares some of these instincts. He senses that the old political order is crumbling, hence his bold raid on northern voters. He senses that the Tories need to give a more active role to the state, hence his enthusiasm for big infrastructure projects, such as HS2, a new railway, and even HS3, a high-speed link between Leeds, Manchester and Liverpool. His description of himself as a Brexity Hezer, referring to Michael Heseltine, a leading Tory critic of Thatcherism, who believed that the state should take the lead in regenerating poor areas, is almost a way of saying a Gaullist. His two closest allies, Michael Gove, the Cabinet Office Minister, and Dominic Cummings, his chief adviser, want to put reforming the state at the heart of politics.